There are more than 70,000 wild horses across the country, and many are suffering due to the West's severe drought. Some are even dying. Now the federal government is trying to save them by rounding up thousands and sending them to new homes. But as our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports, some wild horse advocates say the animals aren't going to happy homes. They're going to slaughter.
A black helicopter swoops past a herd of wild horses running across western Utah's high desert. It's mid-morning and already hot. The helicopter is trying to herd these animals into a corral. Lisa Reed is watching the action while sitting on a blanket under an umbrella.
The helicopter works like a sheepdog. It works the horses from side to side, guiding them to the direction that he wants them to go.
Reed is with the Bureau of Land Management. It's in the middle of a huge emergency campaign to get roughly 6,000 wild horses like these out of the desert and onto private stables or pastures. That's because some of their dependable water sources are drying up and their forage is dying.
People want to say, let Mother Nature take its course, but boy, that's the stuff nightmares are made of.
Reed remembers reading reports about a small group of wild horses who died from dehydration during the West's last severe drought 2 decades ago.
There was one foal that was still alive, and it was nursing off of a dead mom, and that's heartbreaking.
The wild horses rounded up today are faring better than that, but not by much. At a nearby corral, some of the mares look gaunt.
You can see their ribs and their hip bones, and that is definitely a direct impact from the drought.
Unlike other desert critters such as bighorn sheep or mule deer, the U.S. government can't just let wild horses die off. A 50-year-old federal law ensures that there are a set number of healthy horses living on healthy rangelands. But lately, the BLM has argued that there are too many wild horses. With few natural predators, the herds grow by up to 25% each year. That's creating unhealthy conditions, and the drought is making things worse. So the agency is rounding up the horses and adopting them out.
It's different than picking up a puppy at the pound. You've got to spend lots of time with them.
That's Dwayne Oldham. He owns a wild horse sanctuary on the Wind River Indian Reservation in Wyoming.
I don't recommend it that you watch one YouTube video and go try to do it.
Instead, he says the horses are often adopted by experienced handlers such as ranchers, hunting outfitters, or sheep herders. They also sometimes go to small stables in places as varied as Houston or West Virginia. But the adoption program and the roundups themselves are also controversial.
The roundups lead to slaughter. There's just no way of getting around it.
Suzanne Roy is executive director of the nonprofit American Wild Horse Campaign. She says the problem stems from BLM incentives. A year after adopting a horse, owners get $1,000 from the government.
What people are doing is they're collecting the cash incentive, and as soon as the money clears their banks, they're sending the horses to the slaughter auction.
Slaughtering horses is banned in the United States. But some of these animals are bought at auctions, also known as sell barns, and then sent to Canada or Mexico where slaughter is legal. Roy's organization has identified nearly 100 wild horses and burros auctioned at sell barns in recent months. She wants the BLM to invest more heavily in fertility control to bring down the population and to install wells to help with the drought.
We think it's time for the BLM to stop looking at ways to remove horses from the land and start looking at ways to protect them on the land.
The agency is using fertility control on some herds. It's also been hauling water for horses to drink.
Hauling water is like a Band-Aid.
Gus War, director of the BLM's Wild Horse and Burro Program in Utah, says, bottom line, roundups are the best way to get horses quickly off of drought-stricken rangelands. As for the slaughterhouses, in July, the BLM implemented tougher screening measures to weed out bad adopters. War acknowledges that the new protections only go so far. After a year, an adopted wild horse becomes private property.
Once it's private property, if somebody wants to sell it to a friend or a neighbor, and it might end up at a sell barn, then those individuals have that legal right.
War also stresses that a majority of adopted wild horses don't end up at these sell barns. They go to good homes. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie in Western Utah.